What an incredible time to be teaching on the Revelation when you see all the things that are happening in this world. A lot of crazy things, even over in England. England has just been, this morning, they put on a high alert, highest alert you can be on. And, of course, you've seen what happened. I don't teach you to go to a rock and roll concert, amen? Stay out of it, amen. So let's stand and read God's Word tonight. Revelation chapter 13, beginning in verse 4. And they worshiped the dragon. That word suggests a great serpent, a great dragon. Gave him the power and his seat and great authority. Go to verse 4 now. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And they were given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given unto him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience of the faith of the saints. And I beheld, and behold, a beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb. And he spake as the dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he that doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by the sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in the right hand, in their right hand, or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. God has a blessing in the reading of the Word of God. You may be seated. Father, we come to you tonight boldly asking you for wisdom, teaching us the Word of God. Lord, we love you and we worship you and we thank God that we're not going to go through this. But Lord God, there are some that are going to go through this and it's going to be horrendous. There are going to be some who know what the Bible says and receive you by faith, but they have to go through this tribulation period. And Lord, it's going to be devastating. They're going to die for the most part. So dear God, I pray you'd help us to understand it. May we be ready for the coming of you. In Jesus' name, amen. It seems like the beast ruled as one of the seven kings. Then he is slain. And he could mysteriously raise up again. Then he could rule as the eighth king. Not only is there the wonder, but there's also going to be worship of him. Now listen to what the Bible said. I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after this beast. And then it talks about that they worshipped him. Worship is one thing that Satan always wanted. You know, I preached that sermon Sunday morning about Satan and how that his desire is to be like God. One conversation said he cannot be God because he cannot sustain life, but he wants to be like God. And it's pretty crazy stuff that people think. I am amazed how people think. Aren't you amazed how people think? You wonder, where in the world they ever get that? How in the world they ever come up with that kind of junk, you know? But I'll tell you what, we're blinded by they're blinded by Satan and his imps of hell. They're trying everything they can to destroy every good thing, ruin every good thing. I was reading here, it says, the Bible says he blasphemes. And I thought, what of people that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ? What kind of language do they usually have? Huh? They blaspheme. They're filthy, rotten, just things you cannot believe. I was up at the sheriff's office the other day, and a guy let off a few little things, and then he realized the chaplain's in there. He said, "Oh, sorry, chaplain." I said, "Don't sorry me, sorry him." You know. Blasphemy. Unbelievable stuff. And they worship is one of the things Satan always wanted. Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 through 10 explains that. And he was received in through the beast. And he will receive it through the beast. He'll be able to worship, and they will get that worship, and he'll say, "This is for me." Look at the second beast described in the half of the chapter. The last half of the chapter, he organized and promotes the worship of Antichrist. Make it the official religion of the world. We hear chapter 13, verse 5, "And there was given unto him a mouth speaking. Great things and blasphemy and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy." Now look who he blasphemed. Now, blasphemy against who? God. To blaspheme his name. And his what? Tabernacle. And what else? Yep. Those who dwell in heaven. That's us. They're hating us. They're cussing us. Amen. Almost all dictators have risen to power by controlling people by their words. Adolf Hitler was raising to power. He had an amazing way to mesmerize huge crowds with his speech. We just thank God got rid of a president that could almost do the same thing. He mesmerized people. He got them to believe lies. He got them to believe things that were not true. He got them to believe that everybody is entitled. They don't have to work. They're entitled to live by other people's means. Get them to believe that. Bible says, if you don't work, you don't eat. That's what God's Word said, amen. Don't work, don't eat. I understand when people are sick. I understand when people can't do it. We've got programs for that. But bless God, if a man can get up in the morning. I had a fellow me, he was telling me that he had a back problem. But he'd go golfing. How do you go golfing with a back problem? You know, he'd go golfing. He'd pick up bushels of apples. He'd do this, do that. I'm looking at him, and he's getting paid. And I'm going to say, what? He said, "Well, it only hurts me sometimes." How convenient. Satan will make the beast a great orator, whose language will blaspheme God, blaspheme His name, blaspheme the tabernacle of heaven and the saints in heaven. Since Satan will be recently cast out of heaven, I'm sure the blasphemy is to be expected. People that have Satan as their father are filthy talkers. You talk like your father when you use God's name in vain, when you use filthy profanity. It just makes me feel, when people talk like that, it just makes me feel dirty. It's not funny. It's not funny. Since Satan will have recently been cast out of heaven, let me remind you this, that Satan can do nothing without God's permission. Aren't you glad about that? He can't do anything without God's permission. Job 1:12 tells us, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power." And then he says, "Only upon himself put not forth thine hand." So Satan went forth in the presence of the Lord. So he is given opportunity. Job 2:6, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life." Okay, you can allow him to go through some sickness and disease, but you don't take his life. Luke chapter 22, verse 31, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, and that he will sift you as wheat." So the beast authority is delegated, not inherited. It's delegated. It was the last 3.5 years and the last half of the tribulation, Daniel's night vision, he saw the beast as the fourth of the final empire. Daniel chapter 7, verse 19 through 28, if you keep the notes, 19:7, chapter 7, 19 through 28, there was a, as in John's vision, there was a same image, 10 horns, with the added revelation that the beast must defeat 3 of the kings to gain control. It's going to be quite a craziness going on out there. We're seeing things going on. Even in this contest for this Senator tomorrow. Great contest. A lot of junk going on out there. And a lot of perversion. A lot of things saying out there. But if you want to vote for Pelosi's crowd and killing babies, you vote for the other guy. You want to vote for a man that believes in families and decency, you vote for Greg Gianforte. And I hope you go to vote. Don't you miss out. Don't you put our country in trouble if you don't. If you don't vote, vote your conscience. Say, can I vote for a man that kills babies, that believes in killing babies? Can you vote for someone like that? Well, if you're Christian, I think you can. I don't think you can do that. I know there's a lot of other junk to it, but to me, that's one of the biggest issues right there to me. God will permit the Antichrist war against his people, wear out the saints, Daniel chapter 7, verse 25 says, and even to defeat some of them. John prophesies that some of the saints will be captured and some will be martyred. But because of their faith, they will have patience and endure. Thank God for you people that have patience and endure. Troubles come, don't they? But it is our responsibility to have patience. And it is our responsibility to endure. Sometimes you just don't know how to endure sometimes. You know, I remember you about 8 or 9 weeks ago. You were enduring, weren't you? It was tough. Tough for us to endure. But because of their faith, they will have patience and endurance and will not deny the Lord in spite of the persecution and in spite of death. Well, you can do what you want. But I am not going to bow down to that beast. The world's population will be divided. Those who are saved with their names in the God's book of life, and they will not submit to the beast. Those who are lost and what we would call earth dwellers will worship the beast and do his bidding. Now verse 9. If any man have an ear to hear, let him hear. This applies the truth to any man, no matter what age he may live. Hey, you ought to understand this stuff. You got an ear? You listen to what's going on. Certainly in John's day, the meaningful for every Roman citizen had to acknowledge Caesar's Lord. Listen, in every age of the church, true believers have had to take a stand for Christ. Come with me. It's happening today. It's happening today where men and women and children have said, Jesus Christ is my Savior. And they say, no, you must believe in Allah. We do not believe in Allah. We believe in the Almighty God. And guess what happens? Guess what happens? Hey, when we go out soul winning, here the Baptist church goes out soul winning, knock on the door, we invite people to come to church, right? Invite the people to come to Christ. The Muslim community don't invite you, they tell you, or death. Explain to me why in the world some 18-year-old straps on a bomb, goes in, and I know I'm against all that kind of foolish music, but goes in and kills all them little ones. Explain to me that. That's barbarism. That's barbaric. I had a guy the other day, he said, have you ever read the Quran? I said, I've never read the Quran, but I've read excerpts of it. And I said, I've read enough in that thing to know that that's a deadly religion. It's a torturous religion. If you don't believe, you're dead. What do you think they try to? And then one guy says, yeah, he says, that is not religion. That's an army trying to conquer and come in. That's how they use to conquer. They use religion to say it, but come in and conquer. The world will not realize, the world will not receive Christ. And that's really crazy to me. But they'll receive the Antichrist. Explain that to me. People will not receive Christ but to go to Muslim and take all that junk. They come out of a Baptist church and they've heard the Word of God. And all of a sudden, they're in a Mormon church. Are you kidding me? You don't know what's wrong with that? They didn't stay with the stuff. They didn't stay in the Word of God. They didn't see what the Bible says about the difference between Jesus Christ as the only begotten Son. To the Mormons, he had a brother. His brother named him Satan. His brother desired the earth. And God the Father gave Jesus the earth. And so he comes down and caused all kinds of trouble. That is the most ridiculous. And then, think of this. I don't know how you girls would go on that, but think of this. If you live a good life, at the end of it all, you're going to have your own planet, and you're going to repopulate the planet. Now, what I was told by my wife, that is not very pleasant. Woo-hoo! I'm going to heaven to have babies. I'm going to make my own heaven. I know you laugh at it, but they really believe that. And by the way, girls, can I just explain something to about the Mormon church? The Mormon church says, you obey your husband. And if you don't, when you die, he will not let you out of the grave. So there you go. That sounds like a really great religion for women to be in. Amen? Same with Muslims. You're just a piece of meat. That's all you are to them.
How can people believe that?
Christianity elevates the woman. Christianity says, hey, take care of her. Christianity says, hey, she's the wicked vessel. You make sure you take care of her, you love her, and you watch her, and you love her like God, like Jesus Christ loved the church, you love your wife that way. I heard, you ever hear Jerry Clower? Oh my goodness. Did you ever hear Jerry Clower tell about the, what do you call her? The Miss She woman or something like that? He was going to hear that? Yeah, okay. He's going to go on a talk show, and he walks in this room, and he sits down, and a she lady came in there. He called her a she lady, I think. He called her something. And he stood up and said, ma'am, have my chair. He said, don't call me ma'am. And he said, well, ma'am, he said, my mama would wash my mouth out with soap if I didn't call you ma'am. He said, I'm not a ma'am. And he just went on. It just went on and on and on. And finally, he says, I'm going to tell you something about my wife. She don't like your kind of living. My wife, when she goes to bed, she can go to bed at any time she wants. She can turn any TV on she wants. If she wants to lay in bed all day, she can lay in bed all day. And he just went on and on and on. He said, I'm going to tell you something. Don't you let my wife hear that you're talking like that, because she'd have a hissy or something. It just went on. It was good stuff, amen. Let me tell you something. If you are truly a Christian man, you will truly take care of your Christian wife. And you'll love them, and you'll cherish them, and you'll do everything you can to make life easy for them. It's crazy stuff. The world will not believe the truth, but they'll believe this lie. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, and they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusions, that they may believe a lie. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Jesus spoke and still speaks gracious words of salvation to us. But men turned their deaf ear, but they listened to the blasphemy of the beast. The world will not worship Christ, but they'll bow down to an antichrist. Revelation chapter 17, we will learn that the beast rises to power by means of the harlot, symbol of the apostate world church. This is not any one denomination of faith, but a world religious system that has rejected God and His Son and God's truth. However, when the beast raised in universal power, he will no longer need the harlot and shall subsequently destroy her and establish his own satanic religion. The beast from the earth, Revelation chapter 16, verse 13, 19, 20, and 2010, the beast from earth is called the false prophet, the dragon or serpent, and the counterfeit father. He said, I will be like the Most High. The beast is the counterfeit Christ. And the false prophet is the counterfeit Holy Spirit. This completes the satanic trinity. Isn't that amazing how close they are, but so untrue. One of the ministries of the Holy Spirit is to glorify Jesus Christ, to lead people to trust in Him. The false prophet will point to the Antichrist and his image and compel people to worship Satan through the beast. Verse 11 here, chapter 13. And I heard another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. Well, this suggests the false prophet has authority. But the absence of a crown indicates that his authority is not political. Our Lord warned that there will be false prophets, Matthew chapter 24, 11 and 24, and this one will be the greatest. We have the character of the Lamb, but we have the voice of a dragon. What a deceiver he will be, and all the world will listen to him. I'm telling you what, it's the craziest thing. Even on TV today, the things that are going on, and people are just keeping on and on and on and on talking about people, and all of a sudden people start believing this junk. Doesn't it surprise you? Doesn't it surprise you when you talk to people and some of your friends? You're going like, are you kidding me? I watched the news yesterday and says, well, he's not my president. Well, then you're not part of America, because on November, he became your president. And I don't care how stupid, how ignorant you are, he's still our president. Oh, he's not my president. Well, then who is your president? Hillary? They really believe that. One guy said, no, Obama's still my president. Are you out of your mind? Help me here. Explain this to me. Can you explain this to me? Anybody got any answers for me? What a deceiver he'll be. And the world will listen to him. When the Lord ministered on earth, Jewish leaders often asked him to perform some sign to prove that he indeed was the Messiah. Jesus refused that. But the false prophet will perform deceptive signs that will lead the world into devil worship. Yes, he will. 2 Thessalonians 2:9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Well, I'll tell you what, it's pretty easy to get deceived. That's why you don't need to use your Bible. You need to read your Bible and say, wait a minute, he's saying something that's not true. That's not what the Bible says. I had a conversation with a person today, and I said, you know what? I said, you told me something the other day. And I said, I want to tell you, you're wrong. That's completely unbiblical. That is not what you're supposed to do and to figure things out. Well, I said, I'm just telling you right now, that's an unbiblical way. We don't separate ourselves and get in a little corner by ourselves and figure out some stuff. That's why God gives you the pastor, a shepherd. I've never seen a sheep all by themselves stay out of trouble. And I told him the story. I said, you know, it's like this. I said, The old man hadn't come to church, and the pastor comes over and knocks on his door and says, how you doing? Whatever his name was. He says, fine. He says, you want to come in, pastor? Yeah. Pastor came in, sat down fireside. And the old guy kind of just made a few words to him, and preacher didn't hardly say a thing. Finally, the preacher took a hot burning coal, pulled it outside of the fireplace. And within a minute, it went black. The old man kept trying to make some conversation. Preacher hardly said anything. Finally, the preacher got up and shoved that coal back in the fire, and it just lit up just like that. And the old man said, I'll see you Sunday, preacher. You can't be away from the church. You can't be away from the local body. You can't get away to figure things out. You are supposed to be here. Not forsaking the assembly. You find the faster you get out, the colder you get, harder you'll get back in. I worry about my choir. It's the way you praise God. It's the way you can bring glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. Get up in there. Sing. You say, I can't make a very good sound. Well, make something anyway. I worry about people that all of a sudden not showing up. They're just not showing up. They got other things to do, more special things. I'll tell you what, once that starts, they're going to cool off. And devil always gives you a lot of good excuses. Be careful. God commands you not forsaking the assembling. He told you that. As you see the days approaching, there's not one person in this auditorium tonight that can say, well, I don't know if the Lord's coming back or not. Look around. Just read your newspaper. Good night. Listen to the news. Listen to the lies. Listen to all the junk that's going out in there. The Bible said these days are coming. And that's why it says, not forsaking the assembly, exhorting one another. That's the strongest word in the Greek language. It literally means drag them back in. Drag them in. It's important. And it's your responsibility. It's not my responsibility. My responsibility is the same as your responsibility. Talk to people. Go out and invite them. Tell them, come on, you need to come to church. Amen. Hey, where you been? The greatest sign of the abomination of desolation mentioned in Daniel chapter 9:27 through 11:36. Jesus and Paul. Jesus said it in Matthew chapter 24:15. Paul said it in 2 Thessalonians 2:4. What is the abomination of desolation? It is the image of the beast set up in the temple of Jerusalem. Hey, who inhabited the temple of Jerusalem? Who's inhabited? God made it that habitat. He inhabited the Jerusalem temple. Guess who's sneaking in there now? Old Satan. An idol is bad enough, but setting it up in a temple is a height of blasphemy. You see idols around, but we wouldn't want to put one up here in front of the church, would we? You say, no way, preacher. Well, then why would it be, you know, just bad there it is here. But that's the height of may I say, stupidity of some people. Since Satan cannot command the worship in heaven, he will go to the next place, to the Jewish temple, the holy city. Daniel chapter 8, verse 19-14, the false prophet, energized by Satan, is performed with lying wonders and even duplicate some of the signs that performed by the two witnesses. Revelation chapter 13:13, and he doeth great wonders so that he maketh fire come down from heaven and the earth in the sight of men. Verse 5. Revelation 11, and if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of the mouth and devoureth their enemy. If any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. So, chapter 13, we have the demonic power there that sending fire down and killing people. Well, when the two prophets are here, and preaching the Word of God. And the Bible says nobody can touch them unless God lets them. And when they do go to touch that prophet, what's going to happen? Fire's going to burn. So what's he trying? He's mimicking. He's mocking. He's saying, well, I got the same power God has. What did Pharaoh's magicians do? Cast down the snake. What'd they do? Yeah, but God's snake ate all the snakes up. Amen. Yeah, you can do some crazy stuff. There can be some sleight of hand, the magician stuff, and demonic stuff. But I tell you what, God is still on the throne, and God is still taking care of things. When God rises these two witnesses from the dead and takes them to heaven, the false prophet will answer the challenge by giving life to the image of the beast. Not only will the image move, but it will speak. Not content to control the people through religious deceit, and the false prophet will institute strong economic measures. Look here. It says, chapter 20, verse 4, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received the mark upon their forehead or on their hand, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So there's going to be some pretty bad battles, amen. They will not receive a special mark in order to buy and sell. The only way to get the mark is submit to the beast and worship him. Surely this is strong allusion to Caesar's worship and in the Roman Empire. But the same policy has been used by political leaders throughout history. Look what they did to the Jews over in Germany. They marked them. They put the Davidic star on them. They tattooed it on them. When they wouldn't come to eat, they wouldn't let them eat. The special mark, the number is what? 666. In ancient world, the letter of alphabet were used for numbers. Both the Greek and the Hebrew, the Bible students have been attempting for years to unravel the mystery of the name and number. I remember when I was just becoming a young preacher, Nixon had him in his cabinet. Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger, he's a Jew, and they said he is the Antichrist. Oh yeah, how many ever heard of that, you know? I also remember some of the preachers preached, if you wore wire-rimmed glasses, you were, you know, but anyway, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on, you know. Hey, stick to the Bible, amen. If you work at it hard enough, almost anything can fit. Since man has created the next, the 6 days, six is the number of man. Creation was made for man, and likewise the number of six stamped on it, 24 hours to a day, 12 months to year, seven is the number of perfection and fullness. But six is a human number, just short of perfection. Despite all imagination and calculation, we must confess that we do not know the meaning of this word or the name. No doubt, believers on the earth at the time will understand very clearly. We don't have to worry about it. We're up there fellowshipping Jesus. We're having the marriage feast of the Lamb. We're having the wonderful bema seat receiving our rewards. The satanic trinity cannot claim the number seven. They must only take 666. This much is for sure. In recent years, we have seen a worldwide increase in the use of numbers and identification. United States, a person's social security, a number indispensable. Today I was at a meeting for the on-call chaplains, and we had to take a deal for HIPAA, H-I-P-A-A, health insurance, I forget whatever it was, I guess I'd funked that, but anyway, health insurance participation, something, something. And they're telling about social security number and how important it was. And telling how important it is just your birthday. And they just ran into a problem. There's a man in Cascade County that has another man, has the same name, and they both have the same birthday. So when you come into the doctor's office, well, they usually ask you, what's your name? What's your birthday? What's your last four numbers of your Social Security? Huh? And when they've got that, that's why this HIPAA is so strong, because they don't want anybody to have that, because that can release all kinds of information about you. And then people could tap into it. By the way, there's $1 million fine for some of this stuff the government has made, amen. And by the way, it wasn't the government's idea to have HIPAA. It was people's idea to say, listen, we don't want you to have my number. We don't want the wrong people to have my number. Perhaps this is an advance warning what will happen on earth when the beast is in control. We have reached the middle of the tribulation in our study, but we are not yet ready to return of the Lord Jesus Christ yet in this. Before John reveals how great drama will climax, he pauses to overview the great events that have come. We call it a parenthesis. And before John reveals how great this is, he pauses. The Antichrist system prevails our earth even today, and true believers must not be part of it. We must shun the false worship, and we must be found faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. As I told you before, we have Many of you work in companies that have, I know Brother Rick does, I've just talked to him about it. They're very careful about your computer and very careful about anybody looking into your stuff, very careful about your code to get in. And it's always constantly turning. I know our military guys, you talk to Brother Joey here, you talked about the codes. I talked to a fellow today. He works over there and making sure that all the codes are straight. And he said it's mind-boggling. All the things they have to know just to remember to get into stuff. And the reason is that people are, you know, the lady talked today. She says that people's computers are held captive now, and they send this what do you call that?
Ransomware.
They put it in, and all of a sudden, not only do they have the information, but they lock you out and you can't get it. So, pretty amazing stuff. My granddad didn't have that problem. But we've got that problem. We enjoy all the electronic nuisances, I guess you can call them. But, boy, I was reading the script the other day. It talks about how that so much learning and then knowing nothing, the Bible says. So much learning but knowing nothing. Yes?
I just wanted to say something.